Yes. Hey, everybody. We're back again this week. Hope you guys didn't miss us. Those couple days that we were not there. one day. I forget. But you know what? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You guys are listening to Carolyn and Joe! Show. Hey. I hope you guys like that. My name is Joe Carabe. I'm a filmmaker, photographer, a writer. But today, sometimes a musician, but today I am a podcaster across from me, as usual, one of the greatest people I've ever met. People, as in, I mean multiple people. Her name is Carolyn Bilewski. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing good, and I think why you like me is because I might have multiple personality disorder.
That might be true, because I have the same thing.
So does that mean you guys have multiple relationships within one relationship?
I hope so.
I don't know. I've never really thought about it until this moment, but...
But that voice,
yes.
That's a familiar voice, isn't it?
It's a familiar voice.
Is it?
For her second appearance this year in 2015 on the Carolyn and Joe Show, we welcome Jessie Campbell.
Hey.
I like that she had to roll off the Campbell. Jessie Campbell. What color is your hair now, Jessie, so people can relate to that?
Well, as of right now, it's a very faded purple, red, and orange combination. It's kind of like a tropical sunset.
Ah,
nice.
Yeah.
That is the best way to describe it. Yeah, it is a tropical sunset. Your head is a tropical sunset.
That's right. Does it take a lot of maintenance to have your hair colored?
I mean, I
follow you, you know, so I see all your hair all the time.
Right. Not particularly. I mean, it's been almost 6 weeks since I've had my hair colored. So,
okay.
I do need to get it done soon, but...
So it lasts about 2 months?
Yeah, give or take. And it's probably... I don't know, a good 3 or 4 hours of getting it done every time, because I always change it. So
what, in mid change, you're like, no, I want a different color.
No. Like from, you know, every time I go to see my hairstylist,
it takes like 2 or 3 hours to like do the process, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
See, I never really have to deal with that, because usually my turmoil of my hair is literally like, I want to shave it all off, but I can't.
But you know what? You did dye your hair blue. You did go a period of time, and I have never seen it. But
what,
I guess
person?
You had a blue strike.
There's video footage
the
of
blue
it.
Blue period.
Yes. Yeah. I had boy. It was a blonde period. Went to a green period. That went to a blue period, and then I was like, screw it, black.
Did
you dye it back black? Because you had to like get it back to your. Natural color.
It was literally just because I was already.
What was your process? Because I never even saw you in like that.
Well, I think the real process was, in my I forget what it was a drawing class. It was like the first one of the first drawing classes I had.
It's like your freshman year of college.
Yeah, freshman year of college. I had a drawing class, and one of the girls that was my classmates in that class was actually a girl I knew back in high school, but she was 3 grades ahead of me. And at that point, she was becoming, or even back then, she was always into like makeup and hairstyling and hair coloring and whatever.
And you're she's cool. I want to be like her.
That might have been my first thought, but I was just, at that time, I think I just never liked my hair. But like, I was like, man, I really despise what's going on with, you know, I just can't get it to be like how I want it. And she's like, you should color it. And I was like, okay. And then like,
so she influenced you
that little, but then she started breaking down like, you know, what the process is, because I did it myself.
Ooh,
DIY.
Yeah,
tricky.
Should we just go into this, or do you want to still do the Carolyn's news?
Let's
do the news.
Do the news.
We'll go back.
We'll jump back into this hair discussion. All right, guys, this is what you need to know about this month. I'm having a sale on my website. Go to carolynbilewski.com/store. And this is how you spell it, because I know it can be rough.
Slash door? Is that what you said? Store.
Slash store.
Store. S-T-O-R-E. Okay. Like storefront.
Yes.
Yeah.
But just store. Okay. You spell it carolynbilewski.com/store. And if you enter the code... Holiday 15, you will get 15% off.
Oh, there's
your
a
order.
Code?
Yeah, my first time doing the code.
I didn't know. Holiday 15.
I know, it's crazy.
Freshman 15.
To celebrate 2015, now until the end of the year, HOLIDAY15 is the code to get 15% off. And we have so many good things. We have the new Curls book that you guys kickstarted. Yes.
Yay.
And so many other cool comics. Joe wrote some of the comics on there. We have the Leggettes. I'll probably be adding maybe some more things scattered if I can find stuff. But yeah, we have some cool button packs, shirts, fun stuff, comics, like I said, prints. Wonder Woman print is up there. So many cool things. So check that out and get some deep discounts. That's going to be my holiday discount to you.
Deep discounts, man.
Yeah.
That's 15, man. Cutting it right into it.
And it's like for a whole month, so...
That's pretty sweet.
You have some time to decide. But order now if you want it, you know, by Christmas, because I gotta ship it out to you.
So you got how many weeks?
I mean, there's not much time because...
Better hurry and order all that stuff.
Yeah, it's already, what, December 2nd?
That's right, it is.
Oh my gosh.
Scheiße.
It's December 3rd, actually.
That's right, December 3rd when the show comes out.
Oh,
it's gonna be great. 22 days. 22 days
until
you get that in there.
It's the most wonderful time.
How long you'd have that sale for?
It's for the end, till the end of the year.
Till the end of the year?
Yeah.
So they can even buy like the gifts like afterwards.
After Thanksgiving,
after Christmas,
or
right
after
before
Christmas,
New Year's,
I
New Year's gifts.
Say.
You ever do New Year's gifts?
I've never done them, but
Jesse, you ever do New Year's gifts?
I have not. No.
No? Well, I guess
I mean,
people
you
can
could.
Start. Yeah.
You can start.
People can start.
Why not?
New tradition.
That's
I mean,
right.
Actually, I can see like, what if it doesn't come in on time, and then you're just like, oh, Happy New Year.
That works too.
There you go. Double the fun.
That's always happened.
People never turn down gifts anyway, so whatever.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
Take
it back.
Or unless it's like, already got
that. I'm returning
that. It. Sorry, I already have that.
Well, they'll just re-gift it if they don't need it. But you know what I think is
cool? I've had that happen before. I've had that multiple times where people like, or I'm like, you know, I accept it, but I already have the gift. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, cool. And I go home and I just put it right next to the same thing.
We have like two Lois and Clark volume ones.
Yeah.
The first season ones. They're just like next to each other.
I guess I'm a difficult person to shop for.
But you know what? This gift will be extraordinary because I think it's an unexpected gift. They won't know what they're getting. And then they'll be surprised. And that's like the main thing. You know, you want to surprise somebody. You don't want to get them a gift that like they already know they're going to get. So discover some cool... independent, self-produced comics. Yep. Use the code. HOLIDAY15.
Oh, for some reason, I thought it was FRESHMAN15. I don't know why.
You won't gain weight by using this discount.
Yeah. Maybe next.
Yes. Yes, you will. You will gain books and the weight of the shipment.
And then then you read them and your brain gets bigger. And the
That's
weight
true.
Of
yeah.
that.
That's a good kind of
I
gains.
Mean,
yeah.
You get
brain
some
gains.
Brain gains. These are all good quotes, maybe I should like use them as our next code if I have another
brain
sale.
Gains 15.
Okay, but holiday 15, guys, go to carolynbolewski.com and check out the store. And we thank you for your patronage. Now back to the show.
Mush mushy.
Mushy.
Yeah, so all right, so Jesse, when was the first time? Because
you're
naturally...
Wait, you need to start your hair.
I'm continuing this.
Okay.
I'm continuing this with
back
the joining of transition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question. To Jesse.
So basically, Jesse, you started coloring your hair when? You're naturally what? A
naturally
blonde?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a lot easier for you to do that.
Yes, far easier. I think I started coloring my hair when I was about four. Well,
four?
Four no, four,
oh,
14.
Okay, I was like, wow.
I probably started more like 12, 13, like slowly adding in streaks because my mom wouldn't let me color all of my hair.
Because if it was four, that must have meant like your parents are just like, I don't know about this color.
That was meant my parents were awesome.
They were like, they're at the beginning. They're just like, do you think we can do something? We can change it now. What about a little blue? You know?
Why not?
Yeah.
No, but probably about when I was 14, my mom finally agreed to let me color my hair for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I colored it hot pink.
Hot pink?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. I figured that would be the color that people would least expect me to choose.
Are there pictures of this?
Documentation.
There might be, and I actually still have. I cut my hair.
Yeah.
Also, when that happened, and I still have like a bit of that pink hair. I saved it.
I don't know why,
but I still have it somewhere.
That's exciting, though. You don't know where it is, though. One day you'll like rediscover it.
Yeah, I'm sure I
like
will.
Like a time capsule, you'll be like, yes, my pink hair.
I hope I didn't throw it away. I don't know. You always throw away stuff when you move.
That's like awfully romantic, too, if you think about it.
Is it?
Like to hold on to the memory?
I guess. Yeah, because I mean, when I was that young, it, you know, people didn't have camera phones. You had disposable cameras and...
those good days.
Stuff, so. But that might actually last longer because I was like reading that this time period we're in right now might be the lost generation because what will happen, I guess long story short, is like 50 years from now, the devices that we're using might not even be able to be read.
Yeah.
The computers will be gone. And
people don't print out pictures very often.
They don't print them out as much anymore and... Mm-hmm. We're going to basically lose a lot of the photos that are around everywhere. So it's interesting.
Mm, very true.
So it was easier for you because from when I first started coloring my hair, I think that's why I started when I first started. Well, I forgot what her name is. Oh, yeah. Her name is Laura Lee. That's the girl in the first drawing class that I was into. Like,
oh,
coloring
at first
hair.
I thought of like Sarah Lee from Tough Enough. Oh, yeah.
Or like the what's it called? The
Laura Lee. Reminds me of like a bakery or something.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
But she had like curly hair. It was all red and like she had like streaks in it. And
so
I
did
was,
you
like,
look up to her? It sounds like she was like an influence
up to, her?
To you. But it sounds like she influenced you.
Well, I was already friends with her like in high school. And then when she graduated... Like, you know, people just disappear after they graduate. Mm-hmm. So it was a surprise when I saw her in the drawing class. I was like, I didn't even know you drew or did anything like that. And then.
So she's an artist.
Yeah. Well, everyone's an artist. But
I mean,
yeah. She took that
Everybody's
class.
Everybody's a person.
Yeah. But then like after that, then like I got into discussion, like maybe I should color my hair or do something with that. And then she was like, sure. And she told me like what to do. And then she was like, okay, if you want to color your hair, you got like, you know, you got like basically
bleach it
until it's like white.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
And then, I was like, okay, I think I can do this. This is me by myself. So I was like, what was it like? Well, cool. They still have like manic panic and stuff like that or whatever, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. I get that. And I get whatever needs to color out, like they take the color out of my hair. And then there's a scary process because like, you know, you always see like not the videos online, but you see like if you leave the bleach on too long,
your hair fall
it makes you fall out. So like it was like what, leave it in for 40 minutes or however long.
Right.
And I was like, but that's really scary for me because like I colored it like I'm a big fan of like, there's a comic book back then called like Gen 13 and they had cool hairstyles and stuff like that. And they had like a couple of them had like the streaks like in the front, like the first pieces, two pieces or whatever. I don't know what it's called. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. But if I leave it in for too long and it melts or goes like it makes it fall out, that's the wrong type of pieces to have your hair fall out. So I was like really, really afraid about that. So, yeah, so I did that. And then, you know, I wanted it to be blue. And I guess I didn't get it all the way to white. I didn't bleach my hair all the way to white. It was sort of like still a little yellow or it was still like that. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll just keep it. That.
Probably because you were scared that you
I was scared, man. That shit's scary.
Well, and it's hard too because you have
jet black hair.
Asian hair.
I have fucking lame ass thin Asian black hair. Yeah.
And too, like, I mean, she probably didn't know this, or maybe you didn't know this back then too, but you have to tone it.
I don't even know what that means.
That means basically taking out the yellow. You have to bleach it and then you have to tone it to neutralize out the yellow. So whatever color on comes out more like
vibrant.
True to color
and
vibrant. Yeah.
So that didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, there's video footage of this too.
You have video footage of this?
Yeah, it's somewhere.
How come you've been suppressing it?
Suppressing it? I'm not suppressing
it. Learn something new every day.
I'm a race. I am keeping it in the archives. But
wait a second. Okay. Uh-oh. We'll have to look for that.
Well, because I had to I didn't have a camera. Well, I guess I did, but I was I was a filmmaker, so instead of taking a photo of it, I did video of it.
You know what's really interesting about you that I want to bring up? It's probably not just you, but like
there's nothing interesting about me.
No, but
just
like
diabolical.
I remember you would have your video camera and your, you know, any type of photo equipment, and you would document stuff.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because you're not the type of person now. Like, yeah, you do have an Instagram and Twitter and all that, but you do post photos, but I don't think you're abusive of it. You're not like, here's a video of me doing this, here's a something of me doing this, you know, like,
well, it was more special back then,
but you basically promote your work, which is great. But like, whereas like back in the day, like you were actually documenting all your activities the way somebody has a vlog now.
I mean, I literally still do that at this very, I still do. What is a podcast? What is,
but
so I took that to like the next step.
I guess what I'm saying is like, when you were younger, you were already doing it before the internet.
Yeah. That's what I am. I'm before
but
the internet.
But now that we do have the internet and everybody's doing it,
now I'm trying to go underground. Yeah, it's, I'm like
you're
going
not
against
posting
the grain.
It as much as you could be abusing.
I'm like,
it.
Screw this. The world doesn't deserve this post. Fuck them.
Whoa.
Yeah. So yeah.
Whoa. Impressive.
He's yes. angry.
So after
so you have documentation of all of your hair adventures.
I do. I do specifically have that. All right. So I got it. I put it in the blue, and yeah, it was blue. But then again, it was. Since I didn't get it all the way to the root, I didn't even like it. I didn't get it to the like. I didn't bleach my hair all the way to the root either. It was like there's still a little left over. And since it's black, it's like it's black.
You're like a little stub of black.
Yeah. So okay, that I'm like that was lame.
Did but it turn green?
Well, the part where like the transition is like blue to green to black, and there was still green. And then when I brought like when I came into the drawing class, and she was like, "Oh, you did it. It looks good." And then there was that moan of silence where it's like, yeah, but your roots are a little green, though. And I was like, well, fuck.
But now that's like in that ombre well, multicolor yeah. thing.
Yeah.
You were before your time.
I guess so. But then like I went, I guess for some reason I was going to the mall and I went with my friend David, who I first revealed to him like, oh, look what I did to my hair.
And he dyed his hair a couple crazy colors, too, in high school.
No, that's Danny.
Oh, duh.
Actually, Danny colored it before us.
Yeah, he did.
I was trying not to rip him off, but literally I ripped him off.
And he had longer hair. Yeah, I have a picture of him with long hair and color.
Yeah,
in it.
The bigger Danny with longer hair. Yeah. All right, so like then I get into the car, and I was like, what do you think, dude? And he's like, yeah, but now you look like an FOB. And well... That sealed the deal where I was like, well, I'm not going to have this anymore.
So how long did you end up having it? Well, it was only like 2 weeks,
it
right?
was like literally 2 weeks. Oh, and wow. Then I went back to black. Yeah, I went back to black. And then, but like, if you like shined, like if like light hit my hair, like a certain like tone or
still
a certain,
it
was still blue. Yeah. Like it's like a dark blue.
That's actually kind of cool.
I was okay with that because, you know, like in comics, like back in the day, since they had a limited color palette, whenever they wanted to do a reflection in black hair, they couldn't do like, they didn't have enough color, so they just used blue. It's like so everyone had blue hair, apparently.
Do you have documentation of you dyeing it back to black?
No. Well, I guess technically, yes, since all the photos after that was black.
Okay, but you didn't film yourself.
No, I mean, it wasn't as exciting. It was more like, I need to get rid of this. It needs to go.
Oh, my God.
Did you have any of those traumatic events, or were you okay already? You're just like, I'm going to go for pink.
No, nothing really traumatic, actually. And I think it's easier just because I'm naturally blonde, so...
Yeah.
For me to bleach it, it's like 10 minutes, and then it's good to go.
Then what was really, like, for you, like, makeup-wise or look-wise, was there something that you legit felt like, okay, this is a risk? This is, like, you know, like a design risk, and I don't know if it's gonna work or not. Did you ever have something like that? Was it, like, a piercing? Was it, like, the way you did your eyebrows, or, you know what I mean? Was...
I mean, my eyebrows, that's an everyday thing. Jeez, it's always a risk.
That's the risk, the daily risk.
They could be crooked, they could be wonky.
Has anyone ever actually, like, picked that out? They're like, I think this one's a little bit off. You should do something.
Only when I ask them. I usually...
What are they supposed to say?
Well, I'll ask Brian. I'll be like, do my eyebrows look the same?
Every morning?
Not every morning, but if he's there and I'm having issues that day, then he'll be like, that one's a little bit shorter. That one's curved.
Are there legit moments, like, in the morning? I'm assuming this is the morning.
Usually.
Or maybe like in noontime.
Yeah, it depends on the day.
But like where someone can just like overhear you getting just like frustrated, like, damn it, it's not straight.
I mean, I'll keep my frustrations on the inside.
But like if no one's there, are you like vocal about it?
No, all right. No. But if I'm ever late for something, it's probably eyebrow related.
Really?
I get a little bit OCD about it.
Like, I mean, has Brian ever said like, I think it's off?
Yeah.
Is he that good now? Can you, like, pick out, like...
If I make him, most of the time...
If you make him?
He'll look and he'll be like, yeah, they're fine. I'm like,
does
no,
he spend
really
a lot,
look.
Does he spend... So he doesn't spend a lot of time...
Well, I mean, he doesn't give a shit.
Why not? That's part of your art.
Okay, I guess.
He's critiquing your art at that point. You're a makeup artist. Your face is your art.
It's true. But, yeah, I'll sit there. Like, if I don't think he's really given them enough, like... of a look, I'd be like, no, really look at them. Are they okay?
That's amazing because looking at them, like, I feel like is the equivalent of basically just looking intensely into your face.
It is.
You know what I mean? Well, like, someone's real closely looking at your face.
That's what I do to people every day, though.
That's
so
true.
You know, it's gotta feel weird. But anyways, I was thinking, so speaking of guys coloring their hair, Brian recently colored his hair.
Oh, yeah?
He colored it
and he has, I don't know if he has the same hair.
He has Asian hair. Yeah,
Asian hair, but he's Korean, right?
Yeah, he's Korean.
So that's a potential of wavy hair, though.
Right? I guess so. I don't know. He hasn't really had his hair long enough to be able to tell, I guess. But I mean, Asian hair in general is difficult to color because you just have to bleach the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I don't know, it's denser. But so I posted a picture of his hair when he colored it. And I had a friend, like, she's a pretty good friend of mine. And she posted a comment saying, basically, like, she has a strong aversion to guys with colored hair. And she basically was like, straight guys can't have colored hair.
Oh! that's like the, what is it, the left earring?
Yeah.
On guys.
So was it a full head of color, or what did he have
just
done?
The top. Like, his sides are pretty shaved down.
Because he has the Asian fade.
Yeah. Exactly. So, it was really just the top of his head, and his hair isn't, like, crazy long. But regardless...
And what color is it?
Well, when it was first dyed, it was kind of like a denim blue, but he has to wash his hair every day, so dyed it that color with the intention and knowing that it was going to go to a gray. So right now it's kind of like a silver color.
So the goal was a gray.
Yeah, that was the goal.
But wait a minute, if I hear you right, basically your friend...
is accusing him of being gay.
Yeah, your pretty good friend is like...
Yeah. So I deleted it because I thought she was joking
at first. Oh, I thought you deleted her. That would have been awesome.
No. You're like, goodbye. Like,
delete the comment or something
like
that.
Well, I thought she was joking at first, so I kind of went back and forth with her.
Well, did you do research?
Did I do research? What do you mean?
Like...
To find out if he was gay.
No. Or if it's like a legit, like, is that what they all do?
I need to do some more research on this.
No, I didn't do any research with it, but eventually, after what she said, I just deleted the comments because I knew it was going to open up conversation on people being like, oh, what? So you have to be gay to have colored hair? Like, it's kind of a ridiculous statement. So I was just like, I'm going to try to save you from looking really bad here, and I'm just going to go ahead and delete the
I'm protecting the you. I'm protecting you.
But, I called her out on it later, but I just thought that was kind of a
How so? In an angry thing. Angry way? You're like, you could have ruined his career or something.
No, but it's just an unnecessary
comment to make.
He's not ready.
It's an unnecessary comment to make, and I just told her, I was like,
Was there an emoji attached?
Not that I recall.
All right, well, then it was serious.
The emoji makes everything better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it softens the mood.
Yeah.
But no, I told her, I was face to face with her, and I was just like, it honestly makes you kind of look bad saying something like that. It's kind of ridiculous to say. And she's like, I didn't mean it that way, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but that's basically exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't say it like black and white print.
You're like, if I were to write this out and you were to read it right,
now. Yeah, she was like, I can't remember the exact wording, but she said, I have a strong aversion to straight guys with colored hair. So it's like, come on. I think she eventually was like, oh, okay. And maybe it's a cultural thing. I don't know. She's Filipino.
I mean, Filipino females, I always have trouble with those.
That can be a whole topic.
That's a whole massive topic. That is, there's nothing good will come from the topic, but we can get into it if you want. No. But like, I don't know. I mean, people color their hair all the time now.
Yeah, but I guess you don't.
I'd like to say that you were one of the originators that I see, at least part of the pack.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it for a long time.
I wouldn't say the first person to ever color their hair.
Oh, no, definitely not.
You're like, I'm the first ever. But I feel like with Katy Perry, too, like, her hair is always changing colors. And I guess she's the new face of H&M for their holiday season.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah, and so she's, I think in the latest thing, she has like a violet, like a light violet. Yeah. No, I wouldn't say it's at silver level, but.
Right.
Yeah, like a light violet hair. And I think she's pretty cool, like, with all of her hair color. Like, she, I don't know, I feel like she's really fun, and a lot of people,
yeah,
I think are influenced on the colored hair from her.
But you still don't see it as often, though, with guys. And so I think that's like...
Well, who does? Have you seen anyone that actually does?
Jimmy Jacobs.
I would say in professional wrestling, in Japanese professional wrestling, they do a lot of
Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Has, like, his streak. A lot of wrestlers have it. I feel like... It brings character to them, and you can see them in the ring.
It adds to, like, the gimmick, but no one wants to live a gimmick like we do.
I think that was kind of one of Brian's reasonings.
Just, like, it adds, like, a little bit of...
Adds a little something.
Like a character.
Yeah, like, he'll stand out when he's out there fighting.
Yeah, so exactly.
I think it's a cool thing to do, and, like, I honestly, I wouldn't look at a guy with colored hair and be like, automatically assume, oh, he's gay.
But, like, see, I hate when people put that bit of doubt, because even, like, I remember... when I was younger or in high school, my mom would ask me a question or ask the question.
Was she like, Joseph, are you gay?
Well, she would say, Joseph, I heard that a lot of directors are gay. Is that true?
Oh my God, she pulled out that question. How old were you?
I believe I just got into VCU at this point.
Oh wow.
Oh.
So then I was like, no.
Wow.
I'm not
That's
gay.
A pretty big accusation to pull out like in college.
Well, I was like, well, I'm like, you're an idiot anyway.
Why would you say that?
But like, why? Because you're, I guess you might offend the family. I don't know.
She was questioning your sexuality.
There's no question. So I guess maybe some people could question my sexuality, but I think there are many times where I've proved them wrong.
Have you ever been?
I can go out of my way to prove them wrong, which my other people might be like, well, he's trying too hard to prove them wrong. I'm like, what else do I got to do, man?
Have you ever, like, besides your mom incident, have you ever been thought of as gay?
We might have talked about this. I remember one time Brian and I talked. Remember we talked about this on the podcast? Wait, maybe we did not talk about this on the podcast.
I can't remember anymore.
There was a time. I'm
is
not sure.
Is it real or is it for entertainment? Real?
Yeah. But Jesse, I'm going to include you in this conversation.
All right.
So we're done.
Because she's here.
Because she's here.
Because she's our guest.
So I'll let you. Yeah. I'll include
you. You can be included, just so you know.
Oh, all right. Thanks, guys.
All right. So I was a director of photography for a film called Frankenflo.
Okay.
Several, like 2007 or 2008. Or not, one of those, that doesn't matter. But you know, the movie's done, we're all celebrating. Brian was my gaffer, Brian Sarvis, and there were these weird moments during the filming. Well, Brian, you know, at that time had a thing for one of the associate producers there.
Ooh.
So he's trying to like get in on that, trying to like
trying to get it in
during the oh, move, God. Trying to put like the little flirtatiousness during the shoot, you know, getting friendly and all that stuff. That's what, you know, that's what happens.
That's what he does.
And then, so, but then the I guess the cousin of the producer was there too. I forget his name, but like, you know, I didn't notice this before, but he was sort of trying to get close to me, and I don't know what it was, you know, because I'm fucking working and we're shooting naked girls too.
It's because of your hotness.
And, but so, <why. laughs> so we have the rap party. Okay. The rap party's there. It's happening. Music's going. Brian's drunk and he's changing the music like constantly. He's like, "I need to play some romantic jams so we can dance with this chick. Come on, man, let's make this happen."
Oh God!
All right, so that's fine, you know. All right, sure. That's fine. But there's a left turn that happened in this rap party, and this is a short film, so there's not really many people.
Is this down in Richmond?
This is down in Richmond, and there's not many people at this rap party. There's probably like 12 people or 10 people or 8 people. I don't know, in that range.
So actually, like a pretty intimate party.
So yeah, no, it was lame. But
no, I mean, I feel like anytime there's like like 10 people or less, you can actually like have real conversations.
Yeah.
Now I have photo proof of this party too. If anyone wants to, but to go to the story,
it's been documented.
All right, to get to the story, here you go. All right, so I'm not going to name names because it could be entertaining. But first, this is the beginning of the hints that are happening. Okay. So the director had two cousins that were there, a guy and a girl. I just want to lay that down there. And then the lead actress there was, of course, getting drunk. And then she starts mentioning like, "Oh yeah, I make out with chicks all the time, blah, 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 blah." She's one of those. And then all of a sudden the female cousin is like, "Oh yeah." So then they're like, "Okay," then they started making out like on the couch.
What?
And then everyone's all like, "Whoa, what's going on?" And then Brian's like, "Holy crap, look, they're making out." And they're like, they're making out to the point where it's just like, oh, okay.
Everyone's just watching them.
Now they're still just making out. And then they yeah, and then they go upstairs.
Oh. Juicy.
But then all right. So
now there's only 8 more people.
Yeah, so then the guy cousin like comes down. I don't know what he was doing up there, but then he comes down and he doesn't have his shirt on.
Whoa!
He doesn't have his shirt on, you know? And this dude looks like a chef or not some. But like he's like I don't know. He looks like a Brooklyn kid.
I don't
kid.
Know what chefs look like.
He looks like a Brooklyn kid. But then okay, so I'm like, you know, I'm on like my end of the couch, just hanging out by myself. Everyone else is over there, and then the dude comes and sits right next to me and like shoots me like a look, like, "Hey, how's it going?"
Without a shirt.
He doesn't have a fucking shirt on. So
did he ask you to rub his chest hair?
No, he did not.
Did he have chest hair?
He had no chest hair. It was,
I guess
no. He was fucking white.
Oh,
straight up white.
How old?
So like, at
I want to know more about this.
I don't know his age.
Okay.
So then at this point, all right, so I'm just trying to like deflect anything that's happening because now pretty much I'm by myself at this party.
What?
Because Brian, oh, you know, one of my best friends.
Did he go upstairs?
No, he didn't go upstairs. He's by like the laptop or whatever, he's searching through all the songs.
The romantic songs.
Yeah. He's trying to search through all the songs and he's yelling stuff like, dude, I wish I knew about this girl earlier, man. She's awesome. And she's like right next to him.
Is Brian drunk at this point?
No, he's drunk. He's drunk for a while.
See, this is why you need pre-made playlists. You can have a romantic songs all ready to go.
See, in my history of Brian, I don't know if he's the same anymore because he doesn't do this, but this is back in the day.
I mean, this is your younger days.
Yeah, this is the younger days. There's photo proof of this. But he would have... There'd be either one. He's drunk and he wants to get into a fight. Or two, he's drunk and he's like really trying to just mac on some chicks. There's always a mixture of two sometimes. But, all right, so that's happening.
So on the sofa,
I'm by
and
myself.
A shirtless man.
Yeah, so now I'm all like by myself. Like, as people can see at home, I'm like really close to the edge of like my chair. That's how I was like, man, I need to fucking leave. Why am I still in this town? I need to leave this town because I had no place to stay. I didn't live in Richmond. And then like all of a sudden the director comes down. Apparently he was up there like checking out. Like, I need to go check out what's going on with the girls.
Make sure they're doing it right.
Yeah, make sure he's doing
all
right.
Was his shirt on or off?
No, he's like 50. The 45-year-old dude.
But how old is the guy that you think
he
is
was probably younger than me.
No, the guy that's on the sofa with you.
Yeah, he's probably younger than me. I didn't really want to go to those, like, I didn't really care.
What celebrity did he closely resemble?
I have no clue. Maybe Colt Cabana.
Oh, wow.
So
he's like kind of bigger.
No, just in the face.
Oh, okay.
All right. So then the director comes down and then, you know, we're all just like, hey, yo, so what's going on? Yeah. Hey, yo, so what are they doing, man?
Yo, bro.
And then he's like doing like hand motions of like, you know, what apparently could be happening. Yeah. A lot. Yeah. Apparently finger banging is happening. That's the symbol that Jesse was doing.
Everyone knows.
So we're like, okay, cool. That's, I guess, you know, what else? What else? I don't know what else you do. It's not like it's their house. You know, they don't just have things.
That's so weird to just go up to somebody else's house and just go upstairs.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Like, I see that in movies too, like the high school movies. Yeah. They're like, let's make out.
Now, taking consideration, like three of these people are like literally family members too.
Yeah, that's a little bit concerning.
It was very concerning. The film was very concerning. But then, like, he goes down and, you know, now it's like, you know, a bunch of like 40 to 50 year old dudes, like, just hanging out by themselves. And then me trying to deflect a gay guy and Brian trying to mack.
So what did the guy say to you? Like, what was his hints?
Nothing. Like, it's just like, you know, asking questions, you know, and just like, I'm just like being,
like, what type
I'm
of
being
questions?
As, I'm being as cold as fuck as I can pop because I know what's happening. And, you know, I'm not against gay people, but like, I'm also like,
not
I don't
one.
Want to get down with gay people unless they're like on the lesbian side.
But at the same time,
I'm a lesbian. That's what I am.
What is really wrong with another guy just asking you questions?
Well,
but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what are the
like,
questions?
What kind of questions?
I feel like the
what
questions
made you have that radar.
The questions are okay. I can ask her any. I can answer. I can't lie. I think that was not my gimmick back then. So I probably did lie towards people, but it's the amount of space. I'm a person who enjoys a space, and I know what certain space and comfort zones mean.
Maybe he was just a close talker.
Yes,
I mean,
he's very European like that. He's very European like that. Yeah, there's a potential that could have been it, but I did not want to find out. I did not want to find out if that was true or not.
Was he asking you questions though, like trying to figure out if you were gay?
No.
Oh, so I think you're probably just being oversensitive.
All right, that's
it,
good.
Just because of the space.
But the heat coming off the eyes, I didn't really appreciate that though. That part I did not like.
So the body language.
The body language, you know, because usually like, you know, I feel like if you're trying to put the mood, like you can tell if a person's like crossing their legs towards you, if they're like opening, like if you have like their arm over like the side of the couch
or
and it's open
just
towards,
like...
yeah, and they're just like spread eagle being like, you know what, the restaurant
like,
is open.
It's open for you.
Yeah,
open for business.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't want to find out about that, but I think like after the girls come down, they came back down. I was like, all right, it's time to ditch out. The show's over.
I never really thought of from like a gay man perspective, but like
well, how
how would you approach another man if you don't know for sure if they're into that?
Yeah, it's got to be really tricky. I think about that all the time.
I don't know how the girls do it. I guess it's more
I feel like it's more acceptable
for girls to get down as opposed to dudes at this point, though everyone's saying it's all accepted, but
I mean, I don't know
it's
how
just not
I
as
would,
sexy.
I don't know how I would go up to another guy. I don't
as
know.
A guy?
Yeah. I was a gay man and I liked another man and I wasn't sure what he did, cuz there's like, you know, if you go up to, like, a totally straight man, there might be some guy that, like, really takes offense to it. And,
right.
Like,
well, maybe that's why, like, there's so many, like, stereotyping, like, I don't know, giveaways of, like, gay guys or lesbians. So that way, like, other lesbians or gay guys can, like, I don't know, point them out.
They know who's in.
Yeah, like, they know, like, not that they have to wear, like, a giant rainbow or something, but, you know. Maybe that goes back into, like, the colored hair. Maybe that's is that a thing? Yeah. I don't think that's a thing.
I mean,
but
that might have been, that could have been a thing. I don't know.
That was after the colored hair, Joe, right?
Yeah. No, so, yeah, this was, like, after, like, this was after, this is graduate, you know, this is graduate Joe.
So it was after your mom asked you you were gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's still amazing to me. Like, to straight up ask like that. How did she do it?
No, it was literally like that.
Like, but where was it?
It was at the dinner table.
Oh. Like, just at a regular dinner.
So, Joe, are you gay?
It was just like, I heard a lot of directors.
I hear that, like, a lot of film directors are gay. Is that true, Joe? No.
Is that you?
Yeah, like, that's literally what it was.
Was your dad there?
Yeah, he was there.
What was your dad like?
I think he was eating.
You're just listening? Yeah. Overhearing?
Glazed over. I had an aunt ask me if I was going to be a serial killer one day.
Really?
Wow.
Were you like, I hope so?
I was like, oh no.
How did that come up?
Because that's like...
Was that like at a dinner?
I forget exactly how it came up, but I was in like, I don't know, a junior or a senior in high school. And that was, I guess, when I was creating more dark art, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Were you like a little bit goth?
No, I don't think I would have ever considered myself like goth per se, but definitely like...
She was
super metal.
That's
super
still like pretty crazy to just ask somebody like, oh, so yeah, are you like, going to be a serial killer when you grow up?
Like, yeah, like
it
I
sounds
think
like a joke or something.
It sounds ridiculous. And I was like pretty surprised by it. And apparently she also, I found this out in like later in my 20s, she thought that I was going to be a lesbian too. And I was like,
nice.
Okay. Well.
Well, yeah.
Did you confront her about that? Like, look, proof.
No, she's she's just a very clueless sheltered lady.
That's usually how it is.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to know. I'm under the assumption that you need to see all the options of you know what your possible, you know, that you can be, then you choose, you know. You're like, "Wow, I don't want to be
the option of being a serial killer."
Yeah. Like, you got to know
all these people.
Yeah. I you know, I believe that. You're like, "Well, I could, you know, look, I'm sitting here and I could kill you or I can't. By not killing you, that makes me not a killer, right?"
True.
You know, serial killer is multiple. So if you just killed one, not good enough to be a serial killer. You gotta make
more.
A storyline for that.
Regular old killer.
Yeah, you're like, look, I only have one homicide.
How many does it take to be a serial killer?
I think more than five.
Wow.
Or maybe
really?
Four.
Yeah, I was gonna say five seems like a lot.
It's a lot, but sometimes they come like in accidents too. You're just like on the run, and you're just like pop, plow, plow, and then you're like, okay, I guess that's.
Does it have to also be? I would assume serial killer has to be not five all at one time. Has to be like over a period of time.
Yeah.
Like one a day.
Yeah.
Two a day.
Yeah.
Five
I mean,
a day.
Whatever, however your work ethic
multiple.
Is towards that.
Your work ethic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know what? That's not something like people have a tough enough time just doing killing one person in an electric chair. So when people can just go and make these mass killings of like stuff like that, you're either really fucked up or you're just straight up fucked up. That's just.
What about the people that have like five different types of cereal in one day, like Lucky Charms, Cheerios. You know,
that's insane, though, like, man. Because like, how do you
that's kind of straight like, up destroying that.
That's
cereal.
Called like a serial killer diet.
That's a
serial killer diet. You're like, I had five or more.
You're like, look, I'm mixing Captain Crunch with a little bit of Count Chocula. That'd be some pretty good mix, though. Captain Crunch and Count Chocula, they'd go together pretty well.
That would be a cool menu item, like at a diner. It'd be like cereal killer breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, you put any cereal on just like plain vanilla ice cream. Amazing.
Mm. That's true.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch on ice cream. Mm-hmm.
You know what's amazing is that like, I guess when I got more wiser, I really started appreciating vanilla. More wiser. like vanilla ice cream. Like now I'm just like, damn, that thing's good. Just like, it's just clean.
Just clean.
Clean.
And you can put toppings
put
on it.
Toppings
like it's a,
on
it's
it.
Like it's a free palate.
I never really go and pick out chocolate ice cream or anything like that.
It's usually too overpowering, and then you can't put anything with it because it just all tastes like chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Messed up, man.
Vanilla man.
You never answered that question. Was there ever a time where you took a visual risk on you?
Oh, not really.
So everything else, like everything you've done so far, you're like, this makes sense.
Pretty much. I mean, there was not this summer, but the summer before that, I was trying to color my hair kind of like this coral color.
Yeah.
And it didn't look good. So it didn't last very long. I panicked and just threw pink dye all over it.
That's always a solution.
Yeah. So, you know, no.
Sprinkle some pink on it. What about when you did when you shaved the side? Did you feel like that was a risk?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you had that
was
for
a risk.
You had that for a long time. That was
5 years or so.
Yeah. That was part of like your cartoon character like design. If someone were to design your cartoon,
yeah,
you'd have that.
I know. I'm still struggling to grow that crap out. But no, that was a pretty big decision. And I think because I just had like long straight hair forever, I was sick of it. I didn't know what to do with it. So I was like, oh, I'd seen like one or two people with it. And I was like, oh, that looks so badass. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that'll also give me a good excuse. Like whenever I grow it out, I guess I can just cut all my hair off. And
just, you're like, I might as well just finish the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, that was a pretty big step actually.
Who did that for you? Did you do it yourself?
No. I had a friend in Richmond that used to do my hair, Jen, and she did it for the first few times, and then I would just shave it after that. Fun story about her though. I used to date this guy when I was like 16, and
yeah,
he was a lot older. He was like 23 or something. And
that's a big leap, man.
Yeah. It didn't last very long.
Oh,
okay. It was stupid.
It was a high school romance.
Yeah.
Did it last longer than Joe's colored hair?
Yes. Right. It did last longer than that. But right after I broke up with him, he started dating Jen.
Oh.
I didn't know her at this time. And they ended up getting married.
Oh,
wow.
And good for them.
Yes. Well, they're divorced now, so whatever.
Well,
but
that was fun.
But so this was back in the MySpace days. So she contacted me and she was like, you don't know who I am, but I know who you are. And
that sounds so freaky, man.
I know. I
that
like,
sounds
oh.
so. You don't know who I am, but I know who you
and
are. And I'm looking right at you at this very second.
But I guess this was like when they were going through problems and probably getting a divorce. And she's like, yeah, I was the one that dated Jason and we got married and now I'm divorcing him, blah, blah, blah. And
why didn't you tell me about this before?
Yeah. And it was funny, but we ended up becoming friends.
Because
was,
of that?
Well, I mean, that's what kind of introduced us, I guess.
I always think that's really interesting. Like when everyone's on like the fallout from a scenario, that's how people bond.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, he was such an asshole. He was an asshole, wasn't he? Like you can, like talk about, you know, your friendship can bloom for years upon that.
Well, sure. The ultimate swap was like Shania Twain. Apparently she had a really good friend and she would confide in her friend, like all the stuff. And her friend was like having an affair with her husband.
Oh.
So like that really shocked her because
she
didn't expect her husband doing that.
Right.
And so then what happened was, I guess her friend's husband and Shania were talking about what happened and then they ended up falling in love too. So they basically like
they
switched couples. Yeah. But there's still bad blood there because Shania doesn't. They have one. She had one kid with her ex-husband,
her ex,
and she'll allow him to see the kid, but she doesn't want his new wife, her former friend, to see the kid. So,
wow,
there's still something
some
a little edgy
people,
there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean that's kind of messed up. Yeah, it is understandable, but it's like, whoa, that's like, but yeah, who would imagine that? Like now you'd be married to like the other dude.
You
but
never know. I have a friend like that in Richmond. She went through a divorce and she always hung out, like, she had, like, two guy friends. And they, like, even when she was with her previous husband, they would all hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were really good friends, and she actually just ended up marrying one of those guy
wow.
friends.
I mean, I guess
that's how it all starts, right?
I guess it kind of makes sense a little bit, because it's like, that's who you know, and then you get along with them, and it works out. I saw the new, are you familiar with Nikki Glaser, the comedian?
No.
Okay. Well, she's getting her own show on Comedy Central. I think it's coming out like early 2016. But they had a little preview about it. I saw it today. And it's basically like she interviews her friends with a lie detector.
That's awesome.
It's pretty amazing. Like, but like pretty much like she has some other questions. But one of the main questions was like, would you have sex with me? Or like, you know, like, what do you think about that? And so like all her male friends.
What do you think about that?
Yeah. Like, you know, like it's kind of like, hey.
You're like, I think we have the tools to make it happen.
No. Well, yeah.
Well, with a lie detector, it only usually works with yes or no, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's all you would need.
So it's like me, yeah.
Yes or no.
Yeah. If they ask yes or no questions, right?
Yeah. And that's what you would, you know, gear it towards.
Yeah. So like, but it's funny because all the guys are like, yeah. But then it was funny because one of them was like, well, it depends on the situation. Would I be actually married at the time? And she
was a good point.
Like, and then she was like, yeah. And then like, he actually was like, yeah. He's like, no, I'd stay committed to my wife. And then he did like not lie. So like, they're like, and then she was like, well, you're a good guy. Like, but it's funny because all the guys, like, you know, they turn like red and stuff. They're just like, oh, of course. Like,
it's usually best just to have that out in the open.
Is that true, though? Because I've heard of like people say that you can't have guy friends because that's what they're into for when it comes down to it. But I disagree.
Is it true?
I think that there are friendships.
Well, I feel like I'm friends with plenty of girls, and that's not really my goal. Just saying.
I mean, but you could be in the wings, like, you know, in case something happens, you can swoop right
in. I'm here
know?
To catch, like, you in case everything falls. Yeah, well, there's always got to be someone, right?
Yeah, I've had boyfriends say the exact same thing to me.
What? Like, they'd be like, I'll sleep with you.
Oh, well, no. Like, just jealous, insecure boyfriends where they don't want me to have guy friends because they'll say, like, you know, any guy that you're friends with is going to want to, you know, get with you, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
like,
I mean,
what? It really doesn't matter anyways, because if I don't want it, then
it's not
going to happen.
This is a two-way road.
It's like,
it's a teamwork.
I'm with you now. So.
Yeah. But that is, of course, never enough if you're insecure.
Yeah. So you can say anything. You're like, were you eating ice cream with that person? Why did you eat ice cream with them?
What
I don't know.
Cereal topping.
Yeah.
Did you
what
put
cereal
it?
Topping? Did... You guys looked at each other. It's like, I feel like that's, I had a person in the same drawing class we're talking about. Well, she had a boyfriend, a long distance boyfriend. She would always tell us about like things like that. Like, yeah, he was, you know, he was talking about another girl. I bet they're like, you know, and she would say like, I bet they're like, you know, into each other and stuff like that. And that's just how it is with long distance relationships. But it's like,
yeah.
Also, I feel like there's a certain point where, what was the word? You're insecure. There's there's people who are like overly insecure also like feed that beast at the same time. It makes them do insecure things, or like, well, you know, if they think something's happening, they feel like they need to respond.
Right.
But they don't know something's not happening, or, you know what I mean? It's
right,
like there's all this overly active.
Yeah. I've even asked guys like, stuff,
hey man, relationships are tough. I'm not going to say people don't think. We all think about shit like that. What the hell?
But
it's
like,
fucked up not to.
I've had guys like, I've been like, I'll be like, oh, do you want to work on this comic thing with me? And then they're like, you know, I have a wife. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I didn't ask you out. You know,
I always hear that too.
Just like, I'm like, I like, what? Like, I don't get how, like, we're not even like doing anything together. You know, like, we're working on a project.
I'm
asking you to be a part of a project. And then like their reply is like, I am married.
For me and what I do, or anything that I do, that's always one of the first lines a girl would say. At least they would drop either like the boyfriend line or the husband line. Or the I'm on my period line, or the I just got new birth control line, and stuff like that. Just dropping little
ever
hints.
Is that really a line?
What?
The birth control thing?
Well, I've heard it. I don't know why people keep saying
that
around
me. They're
just
telling you. They're like, oh, by the way, we can't do it because I just got new birth control.
No, they don't say we can't.
I just want to let you know.
They're just like, they would say like, oh. It would be a skin related thing. It'd be like, oh, I just got this new birth control. It's not really helping my skin.
Gotcha.
But I'm like, your skin looks fine. Dropping little subtleties. And I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. Dude, I don't care. It's like, don't think. It's like, they always, I feel like it's a way of them like putting over how great they are, or thinking like they think I'm interested. And I'm just like, you know, I'm just using you for your image. Get out of here. It's
You're
a team
piece of meat.
It's a it's a team effort here. We're creating something. Get over yourself. But then again, you know.
Well, it's hard though too, I think, for.
Did that sound harsh?
Well, no, but I mean, with women, it's most of the time when guys are, you know, like coming up to you or talking to you.
I bet there's a lot of guys that are like, they would just want to just jump models' bones and shit like that. Anyway, like, that's why they take photos.
Yeah, well, but you have to, like, I don't know. I guess it's sad, and maybe it's not the case. I don't know, but most of the time when a guy approaches you, you know what their intentions are.
Yeah.
You know.
And if not now, then there's a potential.
I guess.
I always feel like that in the back of my head. They're like, well, they're probably just trying to sleep with you anyway. They're like, yeah, but he gave me a book. I'm like, what was the book? I feel like in a way, it's like, I feel like a person sort of has to have certain thoughts to feel like, to realize what they're actually thinking, what they actually are trying to achieve. You know what I mean? Mm. It's because it's like, how much is this trust if you don't have a little bit of doubt and you just have to, like, you know, you got to let, what is it? It's like, you got to let them fly if you really find out if you like them or something. You know what I mean? Does that sound?
So can there really be a true male-female relationship that is strictly friends?
Yeah.
Without any thoughts of anything else?
No. Those thoughts, I'm swear to God. I swear to God. God,
do
I swear to you.
Do you believe in God?
That's another question. But but I feel like those thoughts, those are human thoughts. You know what I mean? You can't get out of those thoughts. You know what I mean? But it's like how you conjure up, it's how you work on the relationship and understanding. That's what makes us like who we are, and that's what friends are, you know? You don't fuck up the relationship is what I'm trying to say by doing that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Now everyone's all silent against me. Jeez. It's okay. Gosh, no, but I almost feel like everyone's gonna have some sort of thought, because that's just the way minds work. But at the same time, it's like you mean there's
like a way of acting on it versus being like, oh, just a thought, now moving on with my day.
Yeah.
Yeah, thoughts are fine. Like, I don't think there's any harm in thoughts.
I mean, actions are total
different.
Story,
yeah, but. Yeah.
But I feel like you can use those thoughts, though. You can use them as a way in a different way. Say like, okay, so if a girl, she's like, oh, does this look good? You know, does this look good on me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can break it down to math, or you can use those thoughts of saying like, okay, this is hotness, and this is why. You got to like really knowing you're being platonic, but you have to break it down and why do you think this is hot? And then you got to showcase that.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of times they appreciate that.
Well, yeah. My best friend does that. I'll, like, if I'm trying on something at a store, I'll send him, like, a snap. Be like, is this cute? And I'll be like, yeah, that looks really good on you.
All right.
Like,
as long as he didn't use cute. Maybe he uses the word cute. That'd be funny.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I've heard of, like, people that have weddings where they're best, like, they're supposed to have, like, whatever, the bridesmaid, you know, and then they'll have, like, a bride's man.
I mean, well, I would. That's my best friend's a guy. Yeah. So, I mean.
I'm just basically saying that, like,
I think thoughts are thoughts, man.
I'm
one of the proponents of saying that you can be friends with whatever, guys, girls, whatever. It doesn't have to be like
humans.
Any.
Yeah.
It doesn't
humans.
Have to be any interest to be like, I have this other plan for us.
Yeah.
Like,
steeples.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't
just
think,
in case. Plan D. Cause C.
That's not really like how I pick my friends, even. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not like, I want to do this with them. You know, like, it just happens like people that I want to hang out with, you know?
You know, but it is a great feeling, though. When it's solely just based on friendship, when mm-hmm. it's solely, yeah, I mean, those thoughts can come and go. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, maybe they'll come and go, but then you're like, well, this friendship's also pretty fucking awesome. I don't really need that. You know, like, I don't really need to go and just sexualize everything. Like, we can actually just be awesome friends. And like, you know, I feel like sometimes that's the friendship is like 10 times even better.
Mm-hmm.
Cause really, like, if your goal is just like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, I was going to say something really raw and nasty, but just if I was going to go and just have sex there. And then after that, sometimes you're like, okay, where do we go from there? Because sometimes that's like the peak.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes
cool.
It just doesn't work out in that sort of way.
Well, it's like, where are you supposed to go from there? You're like, well,
yeah.
That was my goal. Now I'm done. It's like, well, if your goal was to bench 500, you know, then I guess I benched 500. good life goal. But like friendships can evolve. That's why that
this
I think
true.
Those are pretty awesome.
Nikona, going off of that, what do you think of... Or what do both of you think of, you know, dating somebody and then that doesn't work out and then still being really good friends with them afterwards?
Or were you friends before or after?
After.
No, I mean, like, did you just meet them to start dating?
Sure.
Then friends with them afterwards?
Right, yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, some people think that, like, you can't be friends with your ex because there was that past.
Well, I guess in a way,
cut them off by the head.
Well, right. In my head, in my mind, it depends on what the breakup was. Was it something that's just like, was, because if the breakup was like, I can't look at you or something like that.
That's what I was thinking too. It's like a case by case.
Right. Like it's a break, like that's a legit breakup. But if it's like, I don't think we can be like relationships, but we can be actual
friends.
Yeah, it's
just like a mutual like breakup. Like, yeah, it just doesn't really work out this way. But
not, like, yeah, we're not romantically connected, but I like hanging out with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, I mean, everything is, of course, case by case, but I also think it all depends on, say you break up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that night you part ways.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on what you meet next, where you go from there.
But maybe that's why some people have, like, their backup friends. Cause that, or like the people that are waiting in the wings, like the guys that are, you know, chasing some girl, and then they're like, oh, she's broken up now, and then they'll just swoop in.
Mm-hmm. Also, I feel like it's tough when it's like broken down to like, okay, can we just be friends? Because I feel like
that's just an easy way to let somebody down.
Well, also I feel like even claiming someone like without really getting into that a history of someone, saying like, now you're my BFF, in a way that's sort of tough to say like, now you're my BFF, because it's like, well, I feel like friendship is something that you have to go to war with. You know what I mean? So I feel like a friendship is something that's like you grow together. You go through things like that. You can definitely be friends with somebody. But I feel like, you know, it's like saying, like, I don't know. It's tough to be like in this day and age, now you're my friend, without legit being like, oh shit, we've been friends for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one makes more sense. And like, now you're my friend. Let's go off and be friends. I feel like in that scenario, I think you can be friends with someone if you are suddenly surprised and like, oh shit, we're still hanging out. I thought we broke up. You know what I mean? That's the only way it makes sense to me.
Right.
As opposed to like, you know, like if you're casting someone, now you're friends. Well, now you're dating, but I don't want you to date, but you can still be friends. Well, what's the difference between dating and friends? Well, I don't know. Well, now we don't make out after we see a movie. We're just going... We go and eat. And I was like, well, I didn't want to make out anywhere. We can just go eat. It's like this shit gets all tied up. You know what I mean? I feel like the best thing to do is have face value.
Or, Jesse, what about, like, you break up with somebody and then you all have the same group of friends, but then there's, like, some of them you can't talk to because they're like, oh, we can't talk to them. Or they pick sides or something, you know? So does it, like, get totally disconnected? Like, you're saying, like, cut them off by the head and then, like, that's just... Everybody is gone from you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I guess it really is a case by case basis.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's always so many different like angles and situations happening. Yeah. I guess, but I don't know. It's a tricky thing.
I mean, I feel like that's the best bet because no one wants to have a boring ass relationship. I feel like it's good to have some things like that where it's like a battle, or it's like, because if it's easy, then it sort of feels like, then what are we doing? You know? I don't know. Maybe that's just my... I wrote a whole entire paper about this.
Did
you? It got published like a couple months ago.
Oh.
About like the type of romance that I enjoy. I have broke it down to like this one scene in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Where I was like, I read Carolyn read it. It was awesome. But basically the drama is good because it shows that you're sort of getting somewhere. In a way, it depends, but it's also a team effort. I don't know. My mind was screwed up.
Well, I heard a lot of film directors are gay. So which ones actually are gay?
Which ones are gay?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I actually don't know.
There's that one guy that said Delicious or whatever.
Yeah, but we don't know if he's gay or not.
Oh, we don't?
He could just be flamboyant. Joel Schumacher? He could just be flamboyant.
I thought somebody said he was gay.
People can say anyone's gay.
So basically, there is none that are out.
I don't know.
Like, completely out.
Wait, I'm gonna look it up right now.
You're gonna look up Joel Schumacher if he's gay, or you're just gonna go gay filmmakers?
I'm just gonna do gay filmmakers.
Just type in gay.
See, because if your mom's making that accusation in my head, I'm like, I actually can't say that I know of any. I'm sure they're out there, of course, but, like, I can't, like, pinpoint a name that's like, oh, yeah, that's a gay filmmaker.
All right, we got IMDb here. Top gay and lesbian directors working today. Gus Van Sant.
Oh, Gus Van Sant's gay?
Apparently. Lee Daniels, who's a writer for Empire, the TV show.
I was just watching Good Will Hunting today. Gus Van Sant directed that.
Adam Shankman and John Waters. Oh, he's an actor. Adam Shankman's a producer, at least. Tom Ford is a director? I didn't know he was a director. Jodie Foster. Well, she's an actor. Or actress, sorry.
And a director.
Is she a director?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, there's Jodie Foster. Alan Ball.
See, there's only like two people that I kind of recognize on this list.
Well, let's see. Alan Ball did American Beauty.
Okay. That's pretty prominent.
Yeah. Adam Shankman did Hairspray.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's gay. I don't know. I mean, but there's still not enough to be like, oh, all like a lot of film directors are gay.
Different in the maybe it's different in the Philippines, man. Maybe that's how it is in the Philippines. There's a lot.
I mean, in the Philippines, gays, from what I've seen, it's very flamboyant.
Dude,
in their
Filipinos, there's
media.
Filipinos, gays out. Oh, gays almost so trendy at that point over
really?
There.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people on this list. I'm like scrolling through, and I'm on like number 50.
I feel like the Philippines like have a lot of trans stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with like I guess Asians, like a lot of them can look either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also I don't know for sure because I don't live over there, but I feel like they're not as criticized. Like it's more acceptable over there.
Well, I don't know, because then like I mean I guess it's like case by case individuals, yeah. But that one friend of mine, she's Filipino.
Well, they're very I think religion takes on the plate.
That's what I think is interesting though. They're so heavily Catholic, but then like they are I feel like they can be gay without a problem as much as here.
It's true.
Which I think is really interesting. Like, they're more accepting, I believe, than here. Because I feel like if you're a really extreme Catholic here, it would be very hard to come out to your family.
So on that note, Jesse, this is probably the last time we're going to have you in 2015. Yeah. How was your 2015?
My 2015 was pretty freaking rad.
Did you have any resolutions? That's what it is, resolutions going into... I mean, I never do one, but did you have something where you're like, I think I'm going to... bench 500 or something like that.
I mean, well, kind of, I guess. Like, I guess all of 2015, I made it a point to be consistent with exercise and all that good stuff, and I achieved that.
Cool.
So.
That's good. So what was your main goal with that? Like, how often per week do you work out?
Usually about 5 days a week.
Okay. That's solid.
Yeah. Yeah, today's my day off, thank goodness. But no, I've been pretty consistent with that, and I've upped a lot of weights and all that kind of good stuff, so I think I've made progress, and I made pretty good on my resolution.
Did you have any surprises in 2015?
Any surprises?
I'm just throwing questions out there.
End of the year jabber. Jeez.
Like for you, there's something that you like you accomplished, or...
I mean, I guess I was pretty surprised. 2015... I guess 2014 was when I became like freelance,
bona fide,
and kind of like on my own.
Yeah.
And 2015 was a huge jump from 2014. Like it was much more successful.
That's
so
good.
I was pretty surprised with that.
That's
on,
great.
Like, how much it jumped up. So that was pretty rad.
So that means it makes it all worth it being up in this area then.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's so weird because literally like January, I just started getting crazy busy.
That's good.
Oh, last year. So I was like, whoa, is it going to end? I don't know.
Yeah,
so
that's really
so
good.
Yeah. So that was pretty sweet.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you think you had any changes? Like you personally, were you just like, you tried to stop something? Like you don't smoke, but something like that. Where you're like, you know what? I quit that, you know, the meth habit. Something like that.
I did kick that. You know, I don't know. I always tell myself I need to cut back on Starbucks, but that's never worked out for me.
Yeah, especially since that's your sponsor today.
I mean,
today.
You're wearing like, a Starbucks t-shirt. Yeah.
I know, isn't it awesome?
With the guns, too.
I just got this today. I was so excited about it.
Yeah, I don't see that habit.
Is that a tank top?
Down.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a
You rock the tank top more than anyone. Well, you also have awesome guns, so you should.
Whoa.
You know, they're just more comfortable.
I like
tank tops.
Yeah.
But no, I saw this shirt and I was like, oh my god.
Like, that's the first layer.
Me.
That's the first layer of everything, isn't it?
What?
Like the tank top. That's like the first layer. Like in the morning, it's like tank top and then the rest of the ensemble.
Yeah, just kind of work around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's pretty sweet.
No, I don't think you're going to kick that habit of less Starbucks.
No.
Like, you'd have to pick up another habit.
Well, how often do you do the Starbucks?
Probably at least 4 times a week. 5 times a week. Depends on how much I work that week, honestly, because it's kind of my ritual before I go to work or go out anywhere. I get Starbucks.
Before you go to
you
work.
So like leave the house, you're like,
yeah.
Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like my usual, like, I know I need to leave out at least like 15 minutes of time before I leave to go and stop at Starbucks, get my drink, and then go on the way to work.
Do you have a drink you get each time?
Yep, I get an iced chai grande every time.
Nice.
I don't stray from it. It's just the only thing I get.
That's good, though. It's good to be consistent. I'm the same with, like, tacos.
Creature of habit. Me too. Although I've discovered lately I've had Taco Bamba, like, a couple times this month, maybe three times this month.
Yeah.
And...
Gotta break the news to you.
I've discovered I can probably in the future only eat that on my days off from the gym.
That's good because your gym is rejecting it.
Well, it's just like it's so spicy that like when
you
go to exercise.
Same thing each time though,
well,
right?
It's because I don't really have many options.
What else could you put in there?
Spicy shroom.
Yeah, I mean, that's like all I get is a spicy shroom. But it's so spicy, like if I go to the gym later, like I can just feel fire in my stomach. It's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
So.
You don't do it afterwards? You did. What? You pretty much like, you know, I think the world knows that you're the one who brought the addiction of Taco Bamba to my lifestyle, my new lifestyle of tacos, in which I'm inflicting. I'm so close to whenever posting about like our taco runs saying I'm hanging out with my drug dealer, but I'm afraid that, tacos. Yeah, I'm afraid people will get the wrong idea, which is why I would say it, which is of course why I would say it, but one day I'm going to hit that joke hard.
Yeah. Nah.
So Joe, earlier in this episode, you said that everyone is an artist. Do you really believe that?
I do believe that. Not everyone's good.
Explain.
Well, what is art?
But that's like so weird to say though, because if you don't make your living off of it,
that's different.
Like, what if? But then, like, you can't say everyone's a doctor. Oh, I put a Band-Aid on someone.
That's true, but you know,
like touché.
You know.
I can say pretty confidently that my mother is not an artist of any sort.
Of any sort?
But Joe would say she is.
But I would probably decipher her one artistic skill. Because what is art? Artist, I mean, I feel like
art is... Art is life.
Yeah, art is life.
God, I feel like I'm in VCU again.
Yeah, but at the same time, but yeah, but you know me as a sense of like, well, I can possibly break this down to the true, honest fact of why this is... Everyone,
see, but I need to know, like, why you really legit think everyone is an artist.
I believe
there's
everyone,
always those people that are like, I'm not an artist. I can't even draw a stick figure.
Well, because for one thing, they only have a certain idea of what an artist really is, though. You know what I mean? I think there's a creativeness in everything that they can possibly do in the whole entire world. There's an art to everything, which essentially puts everyone into being an artist. Are they good? No. I mean, that's what I broke
well,
it down to.
That's subjective, then.
It is. It's purely subjective.
Yeah, you can't really say that anybody is not good at art, then.
Yeah, but then someone can also be like, yeah, but you're good at complaining. That's your fucking art.
You know? Art of complaining.
I'm not saying you're complaining. But I was
saying... Well, there could be somebody that like doesn't really like Picasso, and he's regarded as probably one of the top 10 artists in rankings or whatever. And like I don't know who came up with that list, but like, you know... He's up there, but there could be someone that's like, Picasso's not talented. He's not a real artist.
Well,
so it's like, who determines what?
Well, you know? My theory or whatever, my opinion, and it's really simple. I just believe that everyone in this world has something. They have something that they're doing that can be an art. I don't know why it has to be that people have to break down that art is just, oh, I can draw. Oh, I can... Do
no,
other things
like
than drawing.
Music, art, you know, and
yeah.
It's the art.
Well,
the
maybe,
art of the talk, the
maybe
art of the gab.
People have a potential for some sort of art,
but they don't
but
feed
that doesn't
it.
Make them an artist.
Yeah.
Because if they're not producing or something.
Right.
And there's even people out there that, like,
that's why I'm like,
have
well, they're not
artistic
good.
Capabilities. What if somebody's like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm an artist, but then they're like, all their watercolors or whatever are just sitting off to the side and they haven't done it in like 5 years.
But at the same
so
time,
are they really an artist?
I feel like there's a potential. If there's always a potential, I feel like you can be the whatever the fuck you want, you know, but it's,
I mean, I like what you're saying, but I'm not there yet. Like, I'm not convinced that I don't know if I could really get on board with,
well, I think maybe that's the malfunction of my head of being,
yeah, I think
like,
you're malfunctioning
like,
right now.
It's true. It probably is because I feel like, maybe it's me coming at this as like a director or a coach or a scout where I feel like I can see potential, and a lot of people, they just don't use that potential. You know,
I mean, if you're saying that though, like people could have the potential to do any number of different things, but that doesn't necessarily make them any one of those things.
But why do you have to call them an artist though? Why can't you just say everyone has potential, which I agree with that blanket statement,
sure.
But I don't want to be out there saying everyone's an artist.
Well, at the same time, I'm parodying a lot of things, too. Because it's true.
There is that famous quote. I forget who said it. Maybe Picasso. But it was something like, everyone's an artist, but the real artists like continue after their childhood. You know, there's some quote out there that's
I mean,
that's
okay,
like that.
So what's an artist, then? Well, so, if you can't define that.
Someone who, I will say, this is hard. So an artist is someone who makes a product or something. Someone who creates something for the world to enjoy.
Well, it's amazing because just the word of the term of artist too, because sometimes people can claim they can brand something. They can say this person's an artist. They don't believe they're an artist, but they're doing something. So that's again.
So some like massive fat person that's sitting around eating cheese curls watching Monday Night Football is an artist.
Like when I say that, like everyone.
Like, the artist of creating fat.
Like, that's true.
Yeah, they're creating new roles. Like, are they just really good at eating, or like?
I'm just saying we're at a certain place, like in the world.
This is too abstract.
It's not an abstract thought because it makes sense. It makes complete sense. Because yeah,
so can they have like a gallery show of them eating?
Well, I feel like maybe there's a certain point in which we've already like hung on to an idea of what an artist should be, when we missed out on the fact of what art can be. You know, yeah, it could be in like an abstract idea, but like, is a person an artist just because they claim to be an artist? Because I went through that whole entire time where I was like, no, I'm not an artist. You know, is that what it's?
You just sound like one of my old like art teachers in college. Nope. That just pissed me off with all their abstract crap.
It's a weird. Yeah, I feel
you're
like
okay, wait, do you see that you just demystified yourself, because you're like, no, everyone's an artist, but then you're saying as an artist, I'm not an artist.
That is not a complete thought. I'm just saying, okay. That is not a complete thought. I said there's a time where someone would say like, oh, you're an artist, Joe. Oh, you're an artist. You're so artsy and doing stuff like that. And every single time I would completely deny it.
Well, because you just like to go against the grain with everything.
And that's an art.
Oh my God. What do you think of this, Jesse?
I just... Ugh.
I'm okay with your opinion. I don't mind it. I like
good, because I'm right and you're wrong.
That's fine.
No, it just makes me think of... okay, so I'll give you...
What is art?
Right, it's such a weird statement, but it makes me think of a teacher that I had in my first year of college. It was art school, and he gave us this assignment, and what I took from the assignment was that we weren't supposed to create anything.
Yeah.
And then I came into the class the next day, and everybody had stuff. So I panicked, and I looked in my bag. I was like, what do I have that I can bullshit? And I had, like, I used to take my boyfriend at the time. He smoked, and he had, like, the little cellophane package that would be on the outside of the cigarettes.
Yeah.
So I would take those off, and I would put change in it, and then, like, take a lighter and kind of seal it, make it into, like, a little baggie. I happened to have one of those, and I attached a little string to it, so I was like, oh, it's a little mini purse. He was like, wow, this is so great, blah, 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 blah. And, like, even, like, put it up display in the hall, and I'm like, that's such a load of shit. That's not, like, that's nothing, you know?
But see, here's what's awesome about that. Like, and this is the put you over, like, how amazing that moment is. And I don't want to be like, oh, I'm Mr. Artsy about that, because fucking art's bullshit. But what's really awesome about that is that you, like, in record time, made something out of nothing.
Oh, that's such bullshit, though.
But it's true. Everyone else in that class probably like spent hours conjuring up things, and then you just proved that you're probably better than them, because you're like, listen, blah 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 blah, pop.
You're like, yeah,
you thought your thought process was so fast in that short amount of time that you're able to create something out of nothing, and he probably praised it because of that. Also makes you think, how much time do you actually need to be creative?
I mean, you don't really need any time to be creative. I mean, but. At the same time, it's just, I
and it is bullshit, but it's subjective bullshit.
But what about the people that, you know, like Jesse was saying, her mom is not very artistic.
Yeah, well, I don't know her.
There are certain,
I'd love to know.
I don't know her either, but
I'm not trying
to
get to know her, but there's probably something.
I'm just using that as an example. Like, there's people out there that, like,
I mean, she
just,
can be.
They're just not there, you know?
They don't create anything.
Yeah.
That's true, but they, I've, that's
true. If
they're
not creating anything, then how can they be an artist?
Well, do we all create moments every day?
Yeah,
but that doesn't, that to me, that doesn't.
It's a performance art.
No.
Then that means that everybody's an improv. Stretch. Everybody's improv.
Life
actor.
Is improv.
This is why.
Everyone's an actor. All right. Then.
This is why my statement still, I feel like my statement's true. Is because, okay, yeah, everyone's an artist, but they're not all good. I can only arrange it in that. Because, you
but
know.
But then what about the time where you're not an artist?
When's that?
You said, I'm not an artist.
Oh, that? That's just me being an asshole.
See, this, I don't...
No, because legit, I was so tired of it. I was like, everyone's all like, you're so doing awesome. And it's just me being my, like, get the... F- just me being, you know, actively rebelliously aggressive.
I'm a little bit not sold, you know.
Like, I think it's just a stretch.
I do like your idea of, like, everybody has a capability.
Yeah, that's great.
Everybody has a capability, but that doesn't necessarily make them an artist.
Yeah, that's
true. How
about
true. We agree to disagree in that statement?
And I don't, and, like, okay, there are some artists out there that can just, like, put some poop on a wall and be like, that's art.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's good.
Well, they're good at the art of quote-unquote bullshit.
Bullshit, but then they got millions of people to look at it, so maybe the art is really into that, you know...
The mindfuck
manipulation,
of,
yeah.
I mean, there is that whole gallery world, which I still don't understand half of it.
No.
But,
I am gonna say that a lot of art is bullshit.
It
and,
is.
And I have no problem with that, because you know what? If they can achieve people to look at one thing, like, and for people to look at that more than... someone who busted their ass like for years working on one piece, maybe there's something to it. I don't know.
I feel like that's kind of what I learned in VCU is like how to bullshit something into making people think that it's important or valuable.
Yeah, you're good at marketing.
Yeah.
But did they like
you put it over?
But
yeah.
Did they teach you how to make money from that bullshitting?
No.
See, that's the one thing that I wish that they had was some like art as a business class or something. Or like the art.
Well, there was one class that kind of went through the logistics of like, you know, tracking your business and setting
which
up like
class?
I forget the name of it. It was in my junior or senior year.
Cuz I don't remember like much talk about like invoices.
Well,
like, I did
the
no
art
I did
of the invoice.
I did have a class that kind of went over invoices and
like
went
how
over
you manage clients.
Yeah, and like I remember him talking about like setting up like a IRA account and like things like that, you
wow.
know, since because you know like artists we don't have like, you know, I guess a retirement plan and stuff like that. I don't even remember the teacher's name. I think his nickname was like Stretch or something. He's a tall skinny guy. I don't know.
Stretch.
Yeah. Stretch Armstrong.
All right, yeah. I just want to you know, clarify my thought process of
okay.
why it helps for me to think that everyone's an artist, okay?
Okay.
Because
you legit, see that I'm rolling my eyes.
You roll your eyes so much towards me that I'm all right with that. That's fine. But I feel like with me having that sort of, you know, just an idea of potential, it helps for me to like when I'm going to direct someone or when I'm trying to motivate someone, just to tell them, hey, listen, you have something. You might not know what it is, but don't quit.
Yeah, but you're directing people that are actors.
No, I'm not. I got to direct crew. I got to tell them how to solve a
but
problem.
Those are still
I
under
direct...
the umbrella of artistic people that are making a film.
Yeah,
or
but,
a
it
commercial.
But it gets to a certain point. It gets to a certain point of how to find something.
Okay, what about the people that Jesse and I are talking about that like are not contributing?
Well, then if they're not contributing, then fuck off.
How, you know, are they artists? Like, I don't want to. That's why I don't want to put them in the pool with
maybe
us. You know what I mean?
Maybe here's the problem. Here's my feeling. Why are we making the word art such a big thing?
I think you're making it a big thing.
That's true. But like this, the phrase of that. That's why I disliked it so much. It's because maybe there was just that term. I mean, yeah, I'm taking both sides of like, oh, everyone's an artist, but at the same time, I still dislike the term of artist.
See, I will define like a true artist right now in year 2015 would be someone who makes a larger, you know, a large percentage of their income from art. Like, I feel like you have to make money to, like, that's your profession. Like, doctors, I always go, like, the opposite of art, I always go to doctors or something. But anyway, I'm just like, or a dentist. Like, I could brush my teeth every day and be like, I'm a dentist. I don't even go, like, you haven't been to a dentist in how many years? 6 years? 7 years?
15,000 years?
Well, you haven't been to a dentist in several years, and I go, like, twice a year. Like, do you call yourself a dentist since, like, you're doing, like, I mean, you're not pulling out your own teeth or anything, but you're brushing them every day and you're flossing every day. You take good care of your teeth. Like, are you a dentist?
I'll try.
Like, because then I can be everything. Like, freaking, I can be everything, dude. I'm a maid. I'm a cook. I'm a whatever. You know, like,
well,
there's stuff that I do.
Well,
like, I'm a driver. I'm an Uber driver.
Well,
I'm, you know, like, I'm a tech. Yeah, exactly. I'm a door opener. And I'm a, you know, like,
well,
yeah, I greet people. Like,
well, hasn't that been, like, the biggest critique of me as a human being where people are like, you do way too many things, Joe. What are you? You know?
That's a good problem wrong? To have. Then that's why you just say artist, because it covers all the umbrellas. And then if people ask, like, oh, well, what do you do specifically? Then you say, I do filmmaking and I take photos. Photo and film. You know what
it's
I mean?
Funny that's how the that's photo part never really comes up.
But I'm just saying that, like, it gets into that later on. Like, or you can, you know, it's getting too technical to say that everybody is an artist. That's too much of a blanket statement.
I don't know why. For me, it seems easier to do that, so then I can just weed through people's bullshit.
Yeah, but then people will bullshit. There are those people online that are like, I'm a DJ, I'm an artist, I'm a musician. Like, they have, like, five different things, and I'm a model. Like, you know, like, it's like, you know what I mean? And that's fine. I think it's great to have, like, many different interests. But, like, then when it comes down to all that, it's like, well, then, okay, I guess you're an artist. Like, you can obviously tell that that person has some type of art incline.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to, because since I dislike humans, I'm not going to use humans. Oh, you're just doing that.
But that's what you're saying. Everybody's a human. Everybody's an artist.
Yeah, it sucks.
I just don't like, I feel like you have to, like, actually make a career out of it.
I think so, too.
To be called an artist. Like, there could be people out there that, let's say, they're a realtor, but they also do watercolors. I would still consider that person an artist because they're actually creating something. Even though they might not be making the majority of their money from it, they're probably making more as a realtor. You know, I'm just using that as an example.
Well, maybe more of a statement saying, you know, as long as you're creating and producing creative things, mm-hmm. then you could be considered an artist. I don't know if necessarily you, like, always have to make money out of it, because there's plenty of, like, famous artists out there that never really made any money while they were alive.
Oh, definitely. But I feel like it's still, like, this day and age, it's like, that's your profession, you know, like, but then so many people are like, oh, it's a hobby, you know, so that's what I'm getting at. Like, as long as you're consistently making stuff, like, without, like, several years gap of, like, not doing it, you know, like, I feel like that is an artist. I don't know, man.
See?
Like, I feel like you gotta be making stuff.
Yeah, you can't, like, making stuff.
I don't think that I should be in the same category as somebody that's sitting on a sofa.
I think that's true.
Oh, then, so now you're on our side.
Yeah, I am on your side, but
what the hell, Joe?
You're still in the same category. What am I supposed to do? What? It's, I'm with you on it being unfair.
But you said they're artists.
Yeah.
So my mother that sits at home and, I don't know, doesn't really do much of anything. She takes care of horses.
She's a crappy artist. Wait, she takes care of horses?
Yeah, she has three horses.
She's the horse artist.
That's my...
She's the horse whisperer.
She scoops poop and she feeds them. So you're telling me that she's an artist?
Yeah.
No.
That's fine.
God damn it, Joe.
You gotta remember, it's my mind. It makes sense in my head.
I don't understand why you're... Do you realize that all these humans that you so-called hate, they're like, you're giving them more credit than you need to.
It's good, like, I'm giving civilians. It's good I'm giving these civilians any type of credit whatsoever, because the opposite's not any better.
But then also, how does it make what you do stand out? Like, you actually create something. But someone else can just pick up a phone and be like, I'm a filmmaker.
Makes me work harder.
I'm just Jesse, irritated where this are whole we? Conversation.
Are you?
Over Uh-oh. It.
All right. Well, I mean, the show's almost
show
over.
Is over.
Agree to disagree.
That's totally...
But then at the end, you did agree.
What, agree to what?
Yeah. You just basically went back on everything, this whole conversation.
It's a statement that I'm still going to use for motivation.
Sure.
Whatever.
Wait, so you guys actually want to change my mind?
No. I just... in a way, yeah, because I disagree.
All right, then you win. My mind has changed.
Yes.
Not everyone is an artist.
Not everyone
Moral
is...
Moral of the story.
Not everyone is a good artist.
God damn it, Joe.
Fine. Not everyone is an artist. 2015, no one is an artist unless they make money.
How about this? Not everyone is an active artist.
That's fine. Yeah, that works.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Yeah, just like when you're in a Marine or you're in the reserves.
Okay,
you're not
we
doing
all
anything.
Agree.
Not everybody is an active artist.
That's cool. That's good.
All right.
Good job, Jesse.
Resolution.
Resolution. Resolution. Jesse, where can we find you online?
You can find me on Instagram. I'm trying to remember my name. JCampbell_MUA. You can find me on my website, jcampbellmua.com. Facebook, Jesse Campbell. But, you know, that's not really like a... Well, you can add me, whatever. I probably won't.
Well, you have the makeup. You have the makeup.
You can try.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's like jcampbellmua. Pretty much if you find me under anything, it's jcampbellmua.
That's right.
Campbell like the soup.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, good. Is that the...
I believe so.
Mm-mm, good. That's what it is.
Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome, Joe.
Yes, just in case everyone forgot, this show is brought to you by Stray Productions. Check them out at strayproductions.com. Check out my new website at joecarabeo.com. Just go everywhere. Go astray.tumblr.com. Oh, yeah. If you're around next Friday at Epicure, my band has a show, 9 o'clock. What do you got, Carolyn?
Oh my goodness. Okay. If you didn't hear this at the beginning of the show, we're running a big sale at carolynbilevsky.com/store. If you type in the code holiday 15. Yes, you will get 15% off your entire order. So that's pretty major. My first big sale with coupon code. Again, go to holiday15 at carolynbilevsky.com and click on the store, see what we have to offer.
That's right. Also, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, carolynjoeshow.com. Once again, thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks.
Carolyn.
That's right. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Stay excellent. Let them know, Carolyn.
You're bona fide.